Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to lead off today. I didn't get to deal with him yesterday because he had things going on, you know. Didn't get to deal with him because of, you know, first day of the year. But joining us now from the palatial enclave that is Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Let's take a quick look back at the... I mean, I don't even know how you would compile these. The five most read posts at thetruthaboutguns.com of 2022.
Well, we have statistics, you know, for all of our posts.
Okay.
How many times people read them and all that. And it's always nice to people ask us frequently. We don't usually do that best of last year or all that kind of stuff, looking back over the year that was. But people ask us frequently what are the posts that people read the most. So we try to give our readers what they want.
Okay.
And, you know, as a group, our gun reviews are always our most read category. But individually, breaking news type posts and topical information that's either political or gun control oriented, that type of thing, always seem to be the most read posts during any one year, and that was pretty much the case this last year.
Well, let's go by the numbers. Number five, we're going to count our way up to number one. Number five, Dick's Sporting Goods admits that they lost $250 million when they decided to go woke.
Yeah, I don't think this probably surprises many people. They dumped gun sales after Parkland in pretty much all their stores, even a lot of hunting gear. Dick's CEO got all kinds of accolades for that from people in the media and the gun control community, and he was called a hero. But his shareholders probably aren't quite as happy because, according to the company, it cost them about $250 million in revenue. Now, Dick's is a very big company. Maybe that, you know, I don't know their total revenue during the year, but $250 million is a lot of money, even in like Amazon terms or something like that. That's not something you want to forego.
Nothing
if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they already quit selling guns after Sandy Hook, for the most part?
I think they cut them back, but I think it was after Parkland that they really yanked. I think after Sandy Hook, they pulled out ARs. And then after Parkland, I think they took the rest out, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
My history.
Absolutely.
Out of there and out of their Field and Stream stores, which they own as well.
Right. Number four, a third primer company is now tooling up for production in Texas in 2022.
Yeah, that was big news when it came out, and that hasn't happened that we can find yet. We've tried to get a hold of this company to see where they are and where they are in the process, because that's a big project. And after the great ammo shortage and component shortage of 2020 and 2021, people were very interested in having another company out there turning out primers for all the reloaders out there. But so that made big news when it came out, but we have not seen that company come online yet.
Number three, man who saved lives by killing the Indiana mall shooter, ID'd as Elijah Dickin of Seymour, Indiana.
yeah, that obviously made a lot of news when it happened. Seemed to fall out of the news pretty quickly, because it didn't really, further the anti-gun narrative too much. In fact, it did just the opposite when a wacko came out of a bathroom in an Indiana mall and opened fire. Eli Dickin was there and shot him dead from 40 yards away, which is a very good argument for, one, carrying a gun with you, even in places that where it's not allowed. Number two, training. And number two, three, having armed citizens in as many places as possible to stop crimes, which a lot of people claim doesn't happen. But, of course, as we know, it happens every day. We have the whole category of defensive gun uses, and this is one of the most prominent ones. Saved who knows how many lives.
Number two, this one... I'm one of the alumnus of Tactical Response. The passing of James Yeager.
Yeah, you could probably speak this better than I could. I didn't know him. I met him once years and years ago. And he is certainly a polarizing figure. He has a lot of very devoted fans, a lot of very vociferous detractors.
Right.
But Mr. Yeager passed away this year, and that was a that post got just a huge amount of traffic with people weighing in on both sides of the issue of Mr. Yeager.
Well, I mean, James was he was not, and I think it was designed to be this way. He was not diplomatic, so I mean, some people cannot take his bluntness. Now, I'll tell you this: after When you become an alumnus of Tactical Response, when he was running it, I can't speak to it now, but when he was running it, if you'd ever been shot, if you'd ever shot somebody in a self-defense shooting, he would have shown up at your trial, no matter where it was, to act as a witness to let them know what you had been trained to do and why you were trained to do it that way.
That's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He had well into the 60s, the amount of students that he had that had actually been in a gunfight. And all of them but one had won the gunfight, except for the one that got killed in the gunfight. And he got killed because he went somewhere where he knew there was going to be an issue, and he didn't take a gun with him. So,
yeah.
ALS,
first rule of
ALS,
gunfight, have a gun.
ALS chopped him down quick. Number one.
Yeah.
The Biden administration moves to cut off Lake City 5.56 ammo from the commercial market.
Yeah, this was our number one most read post by a large margin. The Biden administration, because it can't do enough to make gun owners' lives more difficult and more expensive, had the bright idea of cutting off sales of surplus ammo produced at Lake City, which is military owned, U.S. government owned, to the civilian market. This was another initiative of Susan Rice in the White House, the domestic policy guru there. But it attracted a lot of opposition, and there was a lot of back channel communication to the White House telling them that really wasn't a good idea. And to our, from what we've heard from people who are familiar with the situation, they were quickly dissuaded from doing this after they floated that trial balloon, fortunately.
Nothing like a bunch of people with a bunch of conviction. And that's the top five posts from the truthaboutguns.com for 2022. And that's where you once a day you go, well, twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon, because whatever you see in the morning is going to be gone by the time you come back in the afternoon. This is where you find the latest in the gun world, the latest information there waiting for you every day, day in, day out. Been that way for a while. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. And let's talk about, apparently, what's this guy's name? Well?
It's John Donahue. He's a Stanford law professor.
Oh, okay. And is he a pro-gun or anti-gun Stanford law professor?
I think it's safe to say he's against it.
Okay. He decided to weigh in on something like a bunch of guys that have degrees always do without really having any practical applications or knowledge. Tell me what this pilgrim had to say.
Well, a number of outlets have noted, because today, Alabama's constitutional carry law takes effect. So as of today, there are now 25 states in which you do not need a permit to carry a firearm concealed. The Huffington Post and a couple of other outlets have noted this fact with great horror and consternation. So they called around and talked to people about what this means for our society. And one of the people they talked to was Professor Donahue. Because we hear this all the time. When they're considering constitutional carry, it's always going to be blood in the streets. It's going to be road rage shootouts. It's going to be parking lot dispute, gun battles. And of course, none of that ever happens. Professor Donahue provided the talking point that the Huffington Post was looking for, and they said one of the unintended consequences of putting more guns on the street is degraded police performance. You see clearance rates for all kinds of crimes drop when states move in the direction of letting more people carry guns. That's funny because we had an article come out just a couple of days ago from Maine showing that when they repealed their permitting law back in 2015, their crime rates dropped. And there haven't been people having to wade through blood in the streets. There have been drastic amounts of crime in Maine. And what do you know, the talking points, the tired talking points that are recycled every time from the people in the civilian environment, industrial complex, turned out to be wrong.
So their point is that it somehow degrades the performance of law enforcement or something?
Yeah, again, that's another thing. Besides the blood in the streets and every city turning into Dodge City, the people who are against us always dig up chiefs of police in advance of these laws being enacted. And they find cops these chiefs of police who say that more people carrying firearms without a license, without a permit, makes cops' jobs more difficult because they won't know who's carrying. Well, if you're a cop who's halfway worth his salt, first of all, you assume that everybody's carrying in a country with 450 million guns. And the people most often who are carrying by far are law abiding people. These people with and without permits in constitutional carry states. Criminals, they're going to carry no matter what. Doesn't matter what the law is. Doesn't matter if there's a permitting system. They're going to carry a gun with or without a license. So the fact is, it does absolutely nothing to degrade police performance, as Professor Donahue claims.
Well, I mean, my first thought is that I don't think every cop looks at every person that they pass and gives them more than a second's notice, unless they're coming into a crime scene or they're coming in on like a call of something, a person with a gun, that kind of thing. They don't have the time or the luxury of being able to sit there and go, let's study this guy for 5 minutes or so and see if we think he's carrying a gun. I just don't think that's part of their day.
I think you're right. They don't have time for that. And unless somebody is acting in a suspicious manner, doing something that looks unusual, you're right. They're not going to catch a cop's eye, and the cop isn't going to say, is that a bulge under his shirt? I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Donahue claims that the constitutional carry somehow causes crime clearance rates to drop when states move, when more people carry firearms. I doubt he has any evidence for that at all. I would love to see some sort of empirical data that shows that.
Well, you don't have to have that when you do an anti-gun article. I mean, you can make that up as you go.
That's true.
Now, one of the statements he makes is clearance rates for all crimes drop when states move in the direction of letting more people carry guns. What is the clearance rate of crime in blue states? I mean, it's pretty doggone low. It's not 10%.
Some places, like the city of Chicago, it's abysmally low,
right,
including serious violent crimes. We published that number not too long ago, and I can't recall what it was, but it's shockingly low. And they certainly don't have constitutional carry in Illinois. They're not going to anytime soon. So I don't think that there's any correlation between permitless carry and clearance rates.
Well, the other thing is how interesting it is that this is this right now we're going to claim to be concerned about police when in most cases we're trying to demonize them, vilify them, and defund them.
Right. Well, when it's convenient, then you want to have police around and you want them to spout the talking points that help you make your argument against civilian firearm ownership.
Right.
The rest of the time, they are nothing but fascist racists who oppress minorities, and you need them to be defunded.
I was like, if I ever debate one of those guys again, I'm going to have a scorecard going in of everything they've ever said. I'm going to have some notes ready for them. That I will have been looking at really hard before I go in there and sit down with one of them, just because they change their direction on a constant basis. Headed into the next break, and Dan is the editor in chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, the most prolific publisher of articles having to do with the gun culture, the gun world, gun politics, gun reviews, new people with guns, facts about guns. They cover it all. And I mean, it like when I say prolific, I mean the website, the front page on the website changes moment to moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin spent last night in the ICU at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center and remains there today in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during the Bills and Bengals football game. The team said they're thankful for the outpouring of support they've received thus far. His family thanked doctors, the front office, coaches, and players for their support. The NFL throwing an audible after last night's incident seen round the world.
As all eyes remain on the well-being and health of Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, the NFL says the game between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals won't be resumed this week. The league has made no decision regarding the possible resumption of the game at a later date, but added Week 18 will go on as planned this weekend. I'm Tim Berg.
There still appears to be no Speaker of the House. California Republican Kevin McCarthy still does not have enough votes. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And road rage has become a thing. It didn't used to be a thing when I was a kid, but it's become a thing now. Now road rage with guns is becoming a thing, and it does happen. And John Bach, Guns Save Life, he had a little article out there about it. What did John find out about road rage situations? What is his advice?
Well, John is the executive director of something called a group called Gun Save Life in Illinois. They've got chapters throughout the state, pretty much everywhere except the Cook County area. They, in addition to being advocates for the right to keep and bear arms, they have whole regular meetings, and they bring in speakers to address issues that pertain to civilian firearm ownership. And one of the subjects of one of their recent meetings in Charleston, Illinois was road rage and how to avoid it and what to do if, you manage to tick somebody off inadvertently and they're following you, they're on your bumper, they look like they're going to follow you home, and what to do and what not to do in those cases. So, got a lot of very good advice for people. Number one, avoid it all, if at all possible. I mean, be as courteous as you can. If somebody really wants to get around you, let them go.
Sure.
It's not that big a deal. You're going to get there just as fast. He talked to one of the people he had speak at the meeting as a truck driver, an over-the-road truck driver, and he said, from his experience, one of the situations that seems to trigger road rage most often is when you're coming up to a construction site and everybody's slowing down and people want to jockey for position. Some of them get on the shoulder, try and get around everything. And if they perceive that somebody won't let them in or whatever, that's when it seems to trip people's tilt button. So they have suggestions for what what to do. He suggests getting a dash cam. You know, if you're a good driver, law-abiding driver, there's no reason not to have a dash cam because it can document what happens in various situations, you know, in an accident or you know, something, one of the things that he talks about frequently are these, there are carjacking gangs that, will intentionally hit you in your rear view, in your bumper, you know, ram you, not hard, but enough to dent your bumper. And then when you stop to get out and exchange information, that's when they grab you, they hold you up, grab your car and take off. Dash cams can document those kinds of situations. And they're not even that expensive. I think you can get like $150 from front and back these days. And it's a pretty extensive article, and I would suggest, your listeners, so click on it, read it, and, might learn something that would save their life. Now, obviously, if you're being followed by one, you know, the last thing you want to do is lead this person to your home. You know, if there's one in your bumper and he's following you left and right, up and down, when you get on the interstate, when you get off the interstate, get, at a minimum, drive to a well-lit place where there's a lot of people around. If possible, drive to the local, to the nearest, cop shop, police station. They're likely to peel off and leave you alone from there.
Do you have a dash cam?
I do not. Something I've thought about.
I have a dash
cam. Never gotten around to buying one.
I have a dash cam.
Do you?
I have a dash cam because my son was involved in a car accident where he had a green light and somebody went ahead and ran a red light and clipped the front of his vehicle. Mm-hmm. And the insurance company said that he was at least 10% at fault and they would not pay, you know, they would not pay to have all the repairs done. So I got it for that reason. I also got it for the other reasons. I only have one on the front. I do not currently have one on the back. I need to get a front and back system because that is a pretty good idea. Now, I've also been thinking about getting one of these under the dash magnetic slides that grab hold of your gun and you can have it there and actually run the slide on it and everything and pull it out and have it ready to go.
But yes.
I kind of think that's probably a smarter way to carry a gun in the car than it is on you. More easy.
It's much easier. I mean, it's very difficult to draw a gun when you're seated in a car.
Yep.
Ankle carry is the easiest way, but most people don't want ankle carry. So yeah, if you can rig and use one of those magnetic mounts or mount a holster to the side of your center console. Some people will even do that. That works very well and makes it much more accessible if and when you need it.
Road rage. Does he make any, did he give any examples? Like one thing Masad Ayoub has told me is that if you are in a situation where somebody's on the ground and they're beating on the sheet metal of the car, you cannot look at that as a lethal threat. But if they start beating on the windshield and try to get to the, through the glass to you, then you can respond with lethal force. Have you ever heard that before?
I have heard that. And that's correct. I mean, if they are trying to get at you, that is a reasonable threat. And that's usually, you know, if you're blocked in and you cannot move the car and get away, you've got no other choice. And that's usually considered a reasonable threat of death or grievous bodily harm. But John also reminds people that, you know, they're sitting in a couple of thousand pound weapon if they need to use it.
Yep.
If somebody's standing in front of the car and there are other people coming on the side, and if you absolutely have to, you do what you need to get out of there.
Yeah, Reginald Denny should have heard that part of it, huh? Back in the day, tap on the gas. But, I mean, one of the things that I had seen that has – road rage is morphed, too. Now you have people attacking you if they're like you have protesters attacking your car.
Right.
And some of the protesters show up, handgun, they'll be blocking the thoroughfare, which is illegal. Handgun in hand, in case you dare run, in case you dare try to get through them, around them, whatever, daring you to run them over and everything. Road rage is evolving. So
it is, and people seem to have shorter fuses too.
I think if that ever did happen, I'm going to have, if there's ever anybody coming up on me, I'm going to be dialing 911 while I'm putting my gun in my hand.
That's another thing he suggests, is calling 911 and give them a running commentary of what's happening.
Right.
Because the person who dials 911 first is generally considered by default to be the victim. Not always, but usually. Because the aggressor rarely calls 911.
Now, for me, and I see video of this all the time, we're going to run out of time before I have a chance to bring that up. But for me, whenever somebody stops their car in front of mine and gets out in front and they're going to come up to my car, guns coming out. Plain and simple. 911, guns coming out. This article is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. And it will change from his position later on today, because it's just that fast, that constant adding to the content. There was a time when thetruthaboutguns.com, I could have just called this the Truth About Guns Radio. So that's how much show prep I used to get from him. Now I just let Dan tell me what he wants to tell me. You only hear about them when Dan's here with me, because I don't want to poach. Poach is his moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And recently, and I know you covered this, this is just part and parcel of one of the things that leads into this. The CDC pulled down all of their data on defensive gun use.
Yes, they did.
And go ahead.
They partnered with the gun control industry. They got pressure from people in the gun control industry said, hey, you're not making our job of preaching gun control any easier by showing that they're, depending on who's doing the counting, anywhere between 60,000 and 2.5 million defensive gun uses every year. So how about if you take that down, take it off your website? So they did.
What they did was so blatant that Gary Kleck called him out on him. And Gary Kleck is a member of the ACLU. I mean, he's not hammering on your door wanting to write for you, is he?
No.
He's just an honest academic. So, what is it about armed self-defense that the, you know, like with Eli Dickens, you made that comment about how that sort of vanished really quick, but it was out there for a bit. Armed self-defense happens every day. You know,
at
the 3 million mark, I think we figured out that was about between 6,000 and 7,000 incidents a day.
Yeah, look, you talk about honest academics. Another one is William English at Georgetown University, who did what I think is now considered to be the most extensive survey of gun owners ever done. And he, by his estimate and the information he talked to tens of thousands of people. This is not just a little sampling of 1,500 likely voters or something. He talked to tens of thousands of gun owners, and his estimate is 1.6 million defensive gun uses a year. So that's somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 times a day.
Yeah.
Now, then we have to talk about what is a defensive gun use, and in most cases, probably 90%+, all that means is somebody's got a gun in their hand or maybe in their belt. Maybe somebody's trying to get in their house and they yell out, I have a gun. Don't come in the house. I'm going to shoot you. And the guy goes away. That's a defensive gun use. Most people don't ever have to draw their gun, let alone pull a trigger. Fortunately. But of course, as our site and others document, it happens all the time when people do. They do have to use their firearm to defend themselves or their family. So it happens all the time. But you don't hear about it that often. Because, again, most of these, they don't make good news. You know, when a 70-year-old woman takes holds her gun under her gun, and a guy is trying to force his way in through her door, and she says, "Get away," and the guy leaves. That's not going to be on the nightly news. That's pretty boring. You know, I'm sure she'll call the police, and the police write up the incident. They probably won't even call that a defensive gun use. They probably won't call it unless a shot is fired. They probably don't consider that a gun-related incident. So even that $1.6 million is probably understated.
Right.
It happens all the time. Of course, when the media can't avoid it, when a homeowner shoots an attacker, when a woman in a parking lot draws a gun and shoots somebody trying to get at her in a big box parking lot, that tends to make the news. They can't avoid it. Maybe brief, but it's there. So those are the ones we will hear sometimes, at least on the local news, local basis. We document a lot of those. We've got a section on our site called Defensive Gun Use of the Day. We've got lots of them, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So when you hear clowns who have been elected to office say, "Oh, people hardly ever use their guns to defend themselves," it's a lie. They're just tools pushing an agenda, an anti-gun agenda, with demonstrably false talking points.
Well, you know, a defensive gun use means threatening with a gun, as like sticking your hand in, like you talk about sticking your hand in your back or on your side or something like that. Producing a gun, that is a defensive gun use. I think the actual figures are that now there's like 18 with the surge in crime now, 18% of the time people are actually having to shoot now, and 82.
Oh, isn't that high?
Yeah. 82% of the time, it's just something short of shooting. And then,
right.
Of course, if you do pull a gun and don't shoot someone, you still need to call the cops.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To make sure. Because
absolutely.
If they call the cops and they're the first ones in, they're going to come looking for you.
Yeah, they're going to say, "This guy threatened me with a gun. Help, help." When maybe it was you were the one who was trying to keep that person away and keep them from robbing you, raping you, you know, assaulting you, whatever. So if you pull your gun, the bad guy beats feet and runs off into the night, call the cops, report it, let them know what happened.
Right. So,
just in case.
The other thing is, I like the way they try to portray that as one of these things where if you're not shooting someone, it's not a defensive gun use.
Yeah.
I've had to pull a gun twice as a civilian. And I did not call the cops when I did that because for the first 20 years that I was out of the military and we did not have permits, there was no legal way for me to carry a gun, and yet I decided to do so anyway.
A number of people do.
Concealed means concealed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. And when I pulled those guns, those both times, I did not have to shoot them. The agenda of the would-be assailant changed.
Yeah, it does focus the mind. but, yeah, it's absolutely defensive gun use. When you draw your firearm, point it at the guy who is coming at you with a tire iron, with a knife, with whatever, and say, "Back off, get away." And when they stare down that barrel, it usually changes their mind. That, even when you don't pull the trigger, that is very much a defensive gun use.
Right. So, I guess the problem for them is that the more this gets out there, the more it becomes one of these things where people begin to question this. Now, we already had that, like all these new California gun buyers. They were told, well, I heard it was easier to buy a gun than it was to buy a book.
You hear that garbage talking point all the time, too.
Right. But now that they say that, I mean, do you think the news-consuming public is becoming more savvy as to what goes on, or are we still a little in the dark about that?
I think most people are still in the dark. Most people are not gun users. Only about, depending on who you talk to, 30 to 33 or 4% of Americans own a firearm.
Right.
Officially, I think it's probably higher than that, but most adults still don't, and they don't pay attention to the laws and the regulations. So when you get somebody out on the news chanting, you know, I wish my uterus had the same rights as a gun does, or I wish women had the same rights as a gun does, they have no idea that you don't need a permit to bring your woman wherever you want to. Women don't need background checks to exist. You don't need a permit to take a woman into a church or a shopping mall.
And that has to be the last word. You don't need You don't need a permit to take your lady friend into anywhere. So truthaboutguns.com, check them out. Dan is going to be going back and doing some more editing because I don't think he ever really takes a day off ever. Maybe Christmas Day. But anyway, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Always, always my pleasure. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.